This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday, baby.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Gang, it's final Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday.
Like extra pep in Danny's step as he's getting on a plane to go to New York City. For emo night in New York.
The Big Apple.
He is going to make all of Manhattan sad.
Oh, boy.
Just with my presence. Yes, just the moment you touch down and end up in Times Square, people will start crying.
Let's get to our contestant. It's Matt from Puyallup. Matt, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. I am your host, Taryn, and Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Matt will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What is the maximum score in a single game of 10-pin bowling?
300.
Correct. What is the most intelligent land animal after humans?
Chimpanzee?
No.
Gorilla?
No.
Monkey?
No. Which two countries share the longest international border?
United States and Mexico?
No.
Pass.
Which sport is known as the beautiful game?
Tennis?
No.
Oh, pass.
Jerry Cantrell was born this week in 1966, making him how old today?
58.
No.
Repeat the question.
Jerry Cantrell was born this week in 1966, making him how old today?
58. No, I don't pass.
What is the origin country of the mojito?
Mexico?
No.
Pass. Good Lord.
Matt.
That was awful.
You are number one in my heart.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do think my questions were a little hard this round.
Were they?
Danny, you don't think so?
No.
I guess we'll find out when
Matt,
Steve enters.
Matt also told me that he knows all the cheat sheet answers for the 750 beat mig, so I think you should have waited, dude.
Oh, man. Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! What is the maximum score in a single game of 10-pin bowling?
300.
Correct. What is the most intelligent land animal after humans?
A golden doodle.
No.
A monkey?
No.
A gorilla?
No. What two countries share the longest international border?
I don't know. Canada and the United States of America.
That is correct. Which sport is known as the beautiful game?
That is football.
No.
Oh, soccer?
Yes. Jerry Cantrell was born this week in 1966, making him how old today?
I just saw this, too. He's 59.
He is. What is the origin country of the mojito?
That is Cuba.
It is. Who played George Costanza on Seinfeld?
Jason Alexander.
Correct. In what
and
early...
not the Jason Alexander that married Britney Spears for a half a second.
In what early 70s year did the Beatles officially break up?
Early 70s. 71.
No.
70.
Yes. Washington is the United States' leading producer of what fruit?
Cherries.
No.
Apples?
Yes. The Vetter Cup is a baseball matchup between the Mariners and what other team?
The San Diego Padres.
That is correct. Steve Miggs, you got 9 correct, which is a win. 9-1. Sorry, Matt.
It's all good.
It's all good in the hood.
9-1.
Yeah.
That was a spanking.
He needed his 650 cheat sheet.
I'm the best.
He did.
I'm the best.
It all depends. I mean, sometimes the questions go in your favor. That was not the case today for Matt, apparently.
But there's always another opportunity.
Absolutely, at 750.
And the most intelligent land animal after humans is the elephant.
Yeah. The elephant.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen an elephant up close?
Yeah. I mean, like, as a child at the zoo.
I saw it recently taking Tatum to the zoo, and it was just like, it's magical. I don't know what else to say. It's just like, you know, it reminds you of just being a kid, seeing, cartoons or things on the show, and you just never think you're going to see something like that so up close and personal. You just realize just how freaking big it is.
I mean, when we watch The Jungle Book, the elephants are our favorite.
Yes.
They're the best.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.